Use apostrophe. Okay. S, let it be equal with Batman. How do you ask the length of this string? There is a built-in function called len, and it will return the number of characters in the string. When you want to access just a character, you put the index between square brackets. So it will be the first character, second character, and so on. However, there is one thing that you cannot do. For instance, I wrote Batman with small letters. I cannot change any characters in a string. You get an error. It is because strings are so-called immutable objects in Python. Immutable means you cannot change it. So once you create a string, you cannot modify it. It is fixed. Then how can I, is it possible to modify Batman all small letters to Batman with a capital B? It is possible, but I will have to use a different method. I cannot modify it directly. Let's add an exclamation mark to S. Now we have Batman exclamation mark. But if we ask the value of S, it is still Batman without exclamation mark. So here when we did concatenation, the two strings were concatenated and the result was a new string. So it was not that we added exclamation mark to S, because we cannot modify S. Here, a new string object was returned. Okay. And Python is an object-oriented language. A string is actually a string object, so it has some functions. It has actually lots of methods. For instance, if we want to convert this string to uppercase, we type s.upper. And it will return Batman in capital letters. However, the original s variable is still unchanged. So what happened here? S is Batman at the moment. It's a string object, and S is a reference to this string object. This string object has lots of methods, for instance, upper. And when we call S.upper, it will return a new string object, Batman. But this is still unchanged. How could I get that if I type S, I get Batman with capital letters? How could I do that? Yes?
S equals S dot.
Mm-hmm. That's it. S equals S dot upper. And now S is Batman with capital letters. What happened here? S.upper returned this new string object, and we said, let S be equal with S.upper. So we took this reference off of this, and we pointed this reference to this other string object. And what happens to this old string object? As you can see, there is no reference pointing on it. So who will collect it? the famous garbage collector. So there is no reference on it, so it will be deleted automatically. We do not know when, maybe in the next millisecond, maybe just some seconds or minutes later. The garbage collector will decide it, when to remove it from the memory. Okay. Let S be equal with Joker. And let's see another string function, s.find. And here the question is, what is the index position of key in the string S? So key is at position 2. This is position 0, 1, and 2. So the substring key was found at position 2. You can also pass not just a character, you can pass a substring, and it will tell you where the substring starts. Let's try to find a substring or a character which is not present. So it will return minus 1. It means that this character was not found. And why does it return minus 1 instead of 0? Yes?
Because minus 1 equals false.
Not really. If it returns 0, what would it mean? Yes?
That is the first character.
Exactly. It would mean that it starts at the beginning of the string. Like s.find j. It starts there. A negative value minus 1 means that it was not found. Good. Okay. There will be a homework here. You will have to visit this URL, which contains the description of the string methods, all of the string methods. Choose one of them and write a complete program that demonstrates its usage. And the program should do something useful. I give you a concrete exercise that you should do here. And here I collected some frequently used string methods, and you can use them. So the program should ask your name, here let's give some spaces at the beginning and at the end also. Enter, and it should greet you. As you can see, what does the program do? It asks your name, removes the white spaces from the beginning and from the end, and it greets you. You will have to use the strip method, which removes the white spaces from both ends of a string. And how can you read from the keyboard, from the standard input? There is a function called input, and it will do that. Here you provide a prompt, okay, here is the prompt, I type something, and it will be stored in S, as a string. So S, the variable S contains 234. So try to write this program now. Who is ready? Good. After the if, parentheses are not necessary. You can remove them.
Yeah, okay, I just thought it looks nice.
After the if, the condition doesn't have to be between parentheses. You can drop the parentheses. So this is how you read from the keyboard. And then, what are the white spaces? What is a white space? The space is a white space. What else? Tab, the backslash T, the new line, backslash N, these are the white spaces. So the string may contain white spaces at the beginning and at the end. And using strip, we can remove from both ends the white spaces. So what should I write? S dot strip, white spaces are removed, and now simply we just want to print something to the screen. Let's try it. spaces. Okay, they are nicely removed, and we have an output. Is it okay for everyone? Okay, so the homework will be to choose a different string method and write a complete program that demonstrates its usage. Let's see the most frequently used string methods. Lower, upper, we have already seen them. It returns a lowercase or an uppercase version of the string. Strip, we just used it. Is alpha, is digit, and so on. It verifies if all characters of the string belong to the given character class. So for instance, s.isDigit will verify if all the characters of s are digits or not. And it will return true or false. You can also write simply a string literal. It's also a string object. And you can call a function of it here immediately. For instance, is digit? Are all the characters digits? Yes, they are. I add the character here, for instance, C. Then it's false. Starts with, ends with. It verifies if the string starts or ends with the other string. For instance, you have different strings and you want to verify if a string is a URL or not. Then simply, s.starts with HTTP. It would be a very simple method, but you could use it. Or ends with, you have file names and you want to filter out just the JPEGs. Then, s.endsWith.jpeg. Find, we have seen it. Replace. It will replace all occurrences of old with new. Let's try it. And it doesn't modify the original string. Strings are immutable, they cannot be modified. So s.replace will also return the new string object. Let's replace cat with kitten. And it will replace all the occurrences. So it will be kitten.kitten. Split and join, we will see that a bit later. So think of Python as a new tool on your tool belt. You already know C sharp, Java, Bash, and so on. And now you will learn Python too. And here I do not want to prove that Python is the best language, because it is not. And actually there is no such language as the best language. There are only problems. And there are better languages for that problem or worse languages. So always analyze the problem and choose the best tool for that problem. Some Eastern wisdom. I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand. So if you want to learn a programming language, the only way is to practice. You must do it to really understand it. I also have several exercises. We will solve several of them. But on the internet, there are also websites with challenges, exercises. You can practice them. Or you have already learned C sharp. Try to solve those exercises that you got during the C sharp classes. Try to solve them in Python too, just to practice. Okay, so here is the string method. You can find it on my homepage, the detailed description, of this exercise, Python exercises. Here the very first string method. So solve it at home. And now we can move on to the second slide. Do you have any questions so far? Is everything clear? Okay. So let's continue with the string data type. These are the standard data types in Python. There are numbers, integers, floating points. Actually, Python can treat complex numbers also, but we won't cover that. There are strings, lists, and tuples. These three data types are also called sequences. They have this